He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. The last tweet that I received yesterday, someone asked me, should I sell before the government default? My answer was, I'm not. You know, the bull market has been in place now for 4.5 years, 4 years and 7 months. And here we are, another crisis, and it's gone back and forth, and I've been saying all along, I think this is just another temporary crisis that's hitting the market, and from time to time, you have to put up with the little pain in the market. And of course, the deadline is at midnight tonight? Well, the market is saying they've got a deal. We'll see. Let's make a deal. Where's Monty Hall when we need him? We need to put John Boehner in a gorilla suit, and Harry Reid in a clown suit or something. No pun intended there. The Dow is up 147 points this morning, so I hope this guy that sent me the tweet didn't sell yesterday everything. The Dow is at 15,315. The NASDAQ is up 34 to 3,828. The S&P 500 is up almost 17 points now. It's up 1% to 1714. The 10-year yield is at 2.75 right now. The interest rates continue to rise. Bonds continue to sink. Gold is down $1.60 to $12.71. It's just had an awful year. I hate to remind you, but hopefully if you're one of my listeners, you haven't been involved in gold this year. It's down 27% on the year. Oil is down, is up a penny to 101.22. The euro is at 1.35 here. So welcome to the Let's Make a Deal edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I guess the problem is, what's behind door number three? Behind door number one is really status quo, right? It's really status quo. Raise the debt limit, continue on our merry way, and all is well. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. All right, behind door number two is some kind of a small compromise. Okay, we'll give you the tax on the medical instruments. We'll take that off. Even though at this point, that seems unlikely. And behind door number three is Ted Cruz reading the Bible for 3 days and causing a government shutdown to continue and a default. So we really don't know, you know, which door is going to open during the day here. There's going to be a lot of back and forth once again. But just from my analysis and my observation of this whole mess, it doesn't seem like the Republicans have any leverage whatsoever. I mean, they've tried to mount efforts to do this or do that. They're not even united in their own party in trying to bring about some kind of a change in the spending habits of America. It just doesn't seem like the will is there, and it doesn't seem like the votes are there. It seems to me that the most likely door that will open today, and the deal that will be made, and a free car, and free food for everybody, and free health care, and whatever else, you know, it's goody time again. And Yellen's coming in, and she's going to print all the money we need. That seems to be the most likely scenario at this point in time, that we go on our merry way. But here's the problem with that. Once this deadline comes and goes, and we breathe a big sigh of relief, and we say, thank goodness another crisis is out of the way, guess what the headlines will be later this afternoon? Markets look ahead to next crisis, to the next budget talk, to the next deadline. We'll find something to worry about. I mean, fingernails keep growing back, don't they? That gives you plenty of opportunity to keep chewing them down again, because something will come up that will cause another big worry in the market, and I'll be getting tweets, should I sell everything here because of this coming up? Well, now, in March of 2009, and I sound like a broken record sometimes, but this is key. The S&P 500 was at 1600, or was at 600, just a little over 600. And today it's 1700. That's 1100 points. That's called the bull market. And along the way, we've had many nail biters and many cliffhangers. And through each one of these, I've sat back and I've analyzed. And I've looked at my app and I've looked at the ratings of the asset classes. And I've looked at the rankings of the sectors. And I've looked at the stocks, hundreds of stocks on a daily basis. And I've looked at the charts of all these stocks and of the indexes. And every time I've told you, this isn't the big one. You're just going to have to hold on to your armchair, your armrest a little bit. You're going to get through it. It'll be okay. And when it's all over, you're going to be glad that you hung in there because the market's going to continue to race on to new highs. And I know there's those out there that say, well, how can it? We've got all of this deficit spending. We've got all of this money printing going on. We've got unemployment that's still stubborn. We have an economy that's growing at 2%. How can the market continue to hit new highs? It has, right? We've had all of these circumstances for the last 4 years, and it continues to hit new highs. Now, at some point in time, something is going to come along that will make the knees buckle of this bull market, but it's just not out there yet. And what do you have to do while markets are hitting new highs? While the S&P index, small cap index, is hitting new all-time highs? What do you have to do when the S&P mid-cap index is hitting new all-time highs? You have to take advantage of it because it's not going to be there forever. But like I say, it's just a matter of time. They'll have a new headline. Mark my words. Once this thing is settled, they will have a new headline by tomorrow. And they'll be bringing pundits on. What does this mean for the market? What should investors do now? Should investors sell before this next event comes along? Okay, right now I don't even know what the next headline will be. But it'll be something. Tomorrow's show, I'll give it to you. Or maybe it might be on Friday's show. We'll see. CNBC will come up with something new to fret about and to worry about because fear sells. When do the newspapers have their biggest day? When they have gloomy headlines, fearful headlines. If their headline was today, great weather, no crime last night, nobody would buy the newspaper. But if the headline was big storm approaching, record murders in Chicago, the newspapers would fly off the shelf. I mean, that is marketing 101 right there. And the problem is there's so many people within the sound of my voice that are the victims of marketing 101. You're going to work. You pass the newspaper machine and there's the headline. And you've got your 401k sitting there at work. You're invested in stocks, but that doggone headline is going to stay with you all day long until you finally go online. It's real easy. Log in, my401k.com, rebalance, blah, 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 sell everything, 100% cash, bingo, done. And that's what happens time and time and time again. Instead of sitting back and looking at the big picture or going to some different people like me or whoever and listening to their opinions and taking their guidance and weighing that out in your own mind, instead you act on the emotion of the headline. So anyways, hey, I've got the answer for the U.S. government. They need to spend a week in Italy. The Italian cabinet today approved billions of euros of tax and spending reductions. Now, there's a balanced approach. The Italians, who've been in recession for 2 years, are coming out of recession. They approve. How come we can't get along? The Italians approve billions of euros of tax cuts in Italy, tax cuts and spending reductions. Wow, and we can't even agree on a medical tax, a medical device tax here in America. Well, the bottom line is this. The market rages on. The bull market rages on. It's best to be in the best stocks now. It's your choice. We talked about duds. We talked about Coca-Cola this week. We've talked about a lot of these big duds like Bank of America and Citigroup and Wells Fargo that are stocks of yesteryear. Let's get around to talking about stocks of today when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you. right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong time.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we await the countdown to begin on the next crisis. When are they going to put the clock down in the little corner of my TV, counting down to the next crisis that faces the stock market? It seems like the current one will end at midnight tonight, right? The government shutdown, the default. Now, we still don't know what the outcome is going to be, but at least the market is voting that it's pretty much going to be status quo tomorrow. We're going to pretty much march along on our merry way. But, of course, as you know, they've got 12 hours to talk about the markets every day. And so they've got to come up with something else. There's got to be another reason to get you to watch and to get you to fret and to get you to worry and to get you to wonder what's going to happen to your 401k when the next crisis comes along. I don't even know what the next crisis is, but I'm already worried about it. I'm just going to start worrying right now. I know there's another crisis out there. Let's start the worry clock today. Now, I'm not a perma bear or a perma bull. You know that. I'm a market timer. There is going to be a big crisis at some point in time that's going to put the knife in the heart of this current bull market. I don't know what that crisis will be. Recession, war, economic collapse. I don't know what it will be. But there will be something. The bull will not last forever. Just like the bear of 2008 and 2009 didn't last forever, did it? It ended in March of 2009. And at some point in time, this bull will end. And I've talked about in the past what the signs will be. We'll start to see the economy slow down. We'll start to see interest rates tick higher. We'll start to see unemployment tick higher. We'll start to see defensive asset classes rising in rank, defensive sectors rising in rank. We'll start to see leading stocks rolling over, giving up the ghost, giving up the baton of the leadership role that they've had for the last year. It will be a change in the weather and the climate, you know, just pretty much across the board. And where will it show up most? In my opinion, it'll show up in the individual stocks. That's where it will show up the most. Now, having said that, there's no defense against a one-day event, Black Monday, 23% of one day. You know what? I didn't have my app back then. And I wasn't watching charts back then like I watched it. I don't know if there was a warning to Black Monday. I honestly don't know. It would be interesting to go back and see what charts looked like of individual stocks, of the leadership stocks, back in 1987, some 27, 26 years ago, before Black Monday hit. Was there a warning? I don't know. Was there a warning to 2008? There absolutely was. Were there leadership stocks in 2008, even despite a market that was nasty, that sold off by 50%? There absolutely were. Were there inverse funds that flew? I remember the financial inverse 2-to-1. I believe it was up like 236% or something that year. My app wasn't fully functional then. It was just it was in the works. And I think going through that helped me fine-tune it a lot. Am I prepared for the next one? Well, you know, every day I do my best to be prepared for whatever is out there next. All right? But let's talk about the present. And let's talk about today. Because the money is made today. Predicting the future and investing on those predictions is dicey business at best. Instead, you're much better off dealing with the facts that present themselves today. And today the facts are, is the bull market is still intact. Pharmaceuticals, technology stocks, oil and gas exploration stocks now have joined the hit parade, continue to lead this market. U.S. stocks continue to lead this market. And small and mid-cap stocks are dominating their large-cap counterparts. Having said that, let's talk about a good large-cap stock here. But this is an anomaly. This is a large-cap stock that is actually blowing the market away this year. What if I said their drug is showing, their new drug is showing that It slashes bad cholesterol in half. If you could slash your bad cholesterol in half and still eat cream cheese wontons, boy, now we're talking the best of all worlds, right? Well, Regeneron, which I've talked about many times, which is a big holding here at Gunderson Capital Management, which is a company that's headquartered in Tarrytown, New York. Regeneron is one of the best large caps in the entire market at the current time. And guess what? It's a best stock now. And Gunderson likes to own best stocks now. And we do own Regeneron here at Gunderson Capital Management, particularly in the conservative growth accounts, where I like to put large and mid-cap stocks in those accounts. You say, well, isn't Regeneron kind of a risky biotech? You know, at one time, Johnson & Johnson was a $30 billion company. At one time, Merck was a $30 billion company. At one time, Abbott Labs was a 30. Now, is Regeneron going to grow up to be another Merck or another Johnson & Johnson or whatever? I don't know. But it's growing like a weed right now. In fact, Regeneron is looking for 56% growth in earnings this year versus last year. So let's go through the drill. Let's begin with the performance of Regeneron. Over the last 10 years, the stock has averaged 36% per year. Put that up against Johnson & Johnson. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 76% per year. Put that up against Merck. Over the last 3 years, Regeneron has delivered 118% per year. Put that up against Bristol Myers. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 88%. It has the performance, doesn't it? In fact, it's one of those rare birds that has an A-plus performance grade. Now, lately, the momentum has been pretty good. It's up 88%, like I said, over the last 12 months. It currently gets a momentum grade of B. It could be a little bit stronger here recently, but you know what? I bought it all back, and it's strong enough for me to hang on to it. Let's take a look at the valuation of the shares. Well, you could say on the surface that the PEG ratio of 2.12 is pretty rich. It's trading at over 2x its growth rate. But here's a stock that's expected to grow by 25% per year over the next 5 years. Those stocks don't come cheap. You're not going to be able to buy this stock at Bristol-Myers-like multiples or at Merck-like multiples. This stock is premium stock here. All right. Now, when I take the earnings estimates of $5.55 next year, extrapolate them out over the next 5 years, and apply a reasonable multiple, I come up with a stock that is considerably worth a lot more 5 years from now than where it's trading at today. It gets a value grade of A in my book. Gets a performance grade of A+. How's that all-important chart? Not bad. Nice uptrend. Out of 3,575 stocks, Regeneron comes in at number 117. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it would seem that one crisis is coming to an end here. We shall see what we shall see. There's still time left for a four-day filibuster through the weekend. You know, there's all kinds of possibilities, but the market is thinking, okay, all right, we've gotten through another crisis, and it's just a matter of time. I promise you. By tomorrow, we'll have the next worry. There's some team of people at CNBC looking at dates coming up, important dates, Fed meetings, monetary, international monetary union meetings, something, you know, something is going to come up here in the next month. They need a crisis within the next month that they can start crowing about, start talking about, to keep you watching and to keep you nervous and to keep you scared and to keep you glued to the TV. And believe me, I'm no Pollyanna here. There's plenty of crises out there. And eventually, something's going to put this thing to an end, this bull. But in the interim, we have to take all of these little crises along the way, and we have to make a lot of little decisions. Like I said, towards the end of the day yesterday, here's a tweet I received. Sell before government default? This is asking me, Bill Gunderson, should I sell before the government default? And my answer was, you do whatever you want to do. I'm not. Right? Okay? I mean, there's all these people. Now, I realize there's some people that are short-term traders. Okay? That's a different ballgame. But even the short-term traders, shouldn't they be? I mean, volatility is what short-term traders want. They need volatility to be able to make money. They don't like markets that don't have volatility. Maybe it's the trading community that stirs up all of this volatility, because volatility plays into their hands. You know who else volatility, who benefits from volatility in the market? The discount brokerages, the brokerage industry, big time. They benefit big time from volatility because people are buying and selling. When you go in and you sell everything, you never realize there's somebody on the other end making money off you. Transaction cost, the spread in between the buy and the sell price, etc. Morgan Stanley loves volatility. UBS loves volatility. Merrill Lynch loves volatility. Scottrade loves volatility. Schwab loves volatility. Fidelity loves volatility. It creates opportunity. There's that clock, 13 hours, 21 minutes, and 55 seconds until the government defaults, okay? And then they'll start a new clock tomorrow on the next crisis. Volatility plays right into their hands. Look, who's the best customers on CNBC? Who's spending the money on CNBC to advertise? Pretty much the brokerage firms that need volatility. So it's in CNBC's best interest to stir up some volatility for these guys, isn't it? Okay, call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but you know what? I'm just saying, every time you buy and sell, there's transaction cost involved. Somebody's making money. And then when they say coast clear and you go back in, somebody's making money again. Just remember that every time you pull the trigger. All right, Best Stocks Now is the name of the show. Best Stocks Now is the name of my app that I invented. I am so proud of my little app. It has really guided me well this year. And hopefully, it's guided you well. Because what I talk about here on the air is coming from the app that I invented that has no emotion, has no advertisers that they've got to promote. It has no people that are paying them to say anything, come up with buy recommendations or sell recommendations. There's no commissions involved here. There's absolutely nothing except facts. It's hard to argue with facts. You can argue with a lot of things, but it's pretty hard to argue with facts. Maybe that's why our mayor, our ex-mayor, just pretty much threw up his hands yesterday and pleaded guilty to all kinds of nasty things. He's a nasty man. And when he was presented with the facts, you have to say, well, you know what? There's not a lot of arguments here against fact. You got me. Even though on his resignation day, as he resigned as our mayor, he says, I have never, ever sexually harassed anybody in my life. And then here we are just a few months later, and he's admitting to harassing people and guilty of a felony. Okay. Whatever. It's hard to hide from facts. Let's look at some facts on another stock. I really like the energy stocks right now. I honestly don't know why the energy stocks are breaking loose all over the place. The only thing I can say, it seems to me that when Janet Yellen was named the Fed chairman, new Fed chairman, instead of gold blasting off, it seems like crude oil blasted off. I don't know what's going on there. Why are all of a sudden all of these oil stocks breaking loose? And sometimes, rather than sit there and scratch your head and try to figure out why, you're better off pulling the trigger and buying some great oil stocks, which I've been doing. If you look at my model portfolio, my mutual fund model portfolio, about a month ago I added an energy mutual fund. That model portfolio is up about 25% year to date. Is your 401k up 25% year to date? I don't know. If you look at my ETF model portfolio, you'll find an oil-related ETF. If you read my newsletter last week, I said there's a new sector on the leaderboard. And it's the oil exploration sector. If you look at my model portfolios, you'll find oil stocks in my model portfolios. I want to focus on one today that's breaking out. Oh, man, that's a good chart. That's a good chart. We're going to go to Denver, Colorado. We're going to visit, knock on the door, Bonanza Creek Energy. You know, I featured this stock not too long ago. I talked about Bonanza the show. And in fact, my video editor, he put in a little clip from Bonanza. Remember that? I love that show. It was always some crisis that they had to solve in 47 minutes and six commercials. Bonanza Creek Energy is headquartered in Denver. They're engaged in oil and natural gas acquisition, exploration, development, and production in the U.S. Okay, since I featured Bonanza, you can go back and look at when I did it on my app. You can watch it back then. How's the stock done? Well, it's hitting another new high again today. Why is it a best stock now? It must possess those characteristics that I demand in the stocks that I buy. In fact, I'm so demanding, 3,300 stocks don't make the cut. Only a couple hundred do. That's pretty demanding. Over the last 12 months, Bonanza Creek is up 120%. We don't have a 3-5 and 10-year track record because they haven't been around that long. My app needs at least 1 year, a one-year trading track record in order to give it a grade. When I look at the valuation of the shares, I find the shares to be extremely inexpensive right now. In fact, I see a stock that's trading at 16 times earnings. And it's expected to grow by 40% per year over the next 5 years. That makes for a juicy PEG ratio of 0.41. Way less than 1. In fact, way less than 0.5. Now, you could say, well, I don't know about that 40% growth rate. Well, even at a 20% growth rate, it's still trading at a huge discount to its growth rate. I like the PEG ratio. Furthermore, when I take the earnings estimates next year of $3.05 per share, and when I carry them out over the next 5 years and apply what I think is a reasonable multiple that the company deserves, I come up with the target price 5 years from now of $95 per share, and the stock's currently trading at $51 per share. It's got ample upside potential. In fact, enough upside potential to earn it an value grade of A-. It gets a momentum performance grade of A. And lastly, let's look at that all-important stock chart. I'm a value guy, I'm a momentum guy, and I'm a technical analyst. I have friends, it's all they do is look at stock charts. They're technical analysts only. I have friends that are value investors, deep value investors only. And I have friends that are momentum investors. I've taken the best of all three. I believe in throwing everything at it, a problem or a situation, before we try to come up with a plan of action. And the plan of action here is it passes the value test, it passes the performance test. The chart is beautiful. That is a beautiful chart. Out of 3,575 stocks, Bonanza comes in at number 78. Not a recommendation by any means. This is a small cap, aggressive growth stock. But it's an example of a best stock now. And we own it at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, I hope you're watching these segments. You know, we film the show every morning, and we break it up into four segments. Each one has a subject matter, and you can watch them in the evenings at your leisure. We put them up on YouTube. A lot of these videos end up, on various financial websites, etc. And we put in graphics into the little, when I talk about these stocks and the performance, we show you right on the app what it's saying, the actual facts, to back up the case that I'm making of why these stocks are best stocks. Now, I think the subject I want to end with is, what are we going to do when this thing's over? What's the plan? What's the plan of most investment advisors when this thing's over? Meaning this bull market, which is now 4 years and 7 months old. It's taken the market a long, long ways. Hopefully it's healed your 401k. You should have a 1001k by now when compared to 2009. But eventually, this thing will be over. Most guys in my business do one of the following. They do nothing. That's what the vast majority of people in my business do. They do nothing. They say, we've established a plan, and we've chose a lot of good investments, and sometimes you have to ride through bear markets. John Bogle of Vanguard would tell you, do nothing. You're in index funds. If you want to outperform indexes, you can't. So you may as well buy the index. In other words, you've got to put up with the down 38% years, just like you were able to benefit from the plus 17, 18, whatever this year ends up being. And over time, it all smooths out. Other people, the asset allocators, they're obviously not going to do anything. They've selected an asset allocation that is spread out amongst, you know, many asset classes, and it's designed as an all-weather, one-size-fits-all, basically, type of a strategy. Maybe that's for you. I don't know. I'm just telling you that my work, my research, my observations, my facts that I've gathered show that it's been a very mediocre way of investing over the years. And I believe that most people are motivated to put you in that kind of a plan because it's easier. It's a heck of a lot easier than picking stocks or picking moving around amongst asset classes. You know, that takes a lot of work. A lot of analysis and a lot of inertia. And, you know, it's just easier to leave something alone and not mess with it. Okay, look, to each his own. And other people will ride stocks right into the ground. Value investors ride them right into the ground because intrinsically they're undervalued. And eventually that value is going to be recognized at some point in time. Momentum investors, they're going to flee. When stocks start to lose momentum, they're going to get out and pretty much go to cash. I'm going to look for opportunities. You know, a lot of times you just never know. There are stocks that did very well in 2008. That was one of the shocking facts that I learned when I got all of my database updated and everything working properly on my app, one of the main things I wanted to see, one of the main boxes on my app, is how those stocks did in 2008. And you look at Dollar Tree, up 66%. You look at AutoZone, big year that year. You look at the pawn shops, big year that year. Gold had a big year in 08. Bonds had a big year in 08. The first thing that will happen when this thing starts to roll over is, yeah, you're going to be selling. Selling is number one. It's over. You know, the biotech run is over. The pharmaceutical run is over. The internet run is over. The oil and gas stocks are starting to crater. They're rolling over. So the first thing that happens is cash is raised. The second thing that happens is other opportunities are looked for. There's always going to be something in the top 200. On a relative basis, when you're ranking 3,600 different things daily, you always have the bottom of the heap, you always have the middle of the pack, and you always have the leaders. And you look for new leaders to invest in. Who knows if it will be Dollar Tree again or the pawn shops. The gun stocks did fantastic. Ruger, Smith & Wesson. Crazy, I know. But look, we're just trying to grow our 401ks here. And don't forget those inverse funds. You know, I was tempted during this current crisis. I looked at the inverse funds. I spent an evening looking at every inverse fund that I track. Well, there's about 50 of them, I would say. I looked at the charts. But more importantly, I looked at the rankings of them. And I saw that they were ranked at the very bottom of the pile. And I said to myself, Bill, would you buy a stock that's ranked 3,561? No. Then why would you buy an inverse fund that's ranked 3,561? You'd just be guessing. And I avoided the inverse funds during this current budget stalemate, government shutdown, U.S. default crisis. Now, who knows if Ted Cruz begins a filibuster this afternoon, markets tank, you say, why don't I have an inverse fund in place? I just didn't feel like it was the right thing to do. It really helped me to see the rankings on those inverse funds clear at the bottom. But at some point in time in the future, it's almost a guarantee they're going to be in the top 200 again. And if that's the case, then we're going to take advantage of those inverse funds when that time comes. So if you ask me, what is your plan when this thing is over? I think I just laid it out pretty succinctly. Number one, you sell the stocks that are losing their leadership characteristics and handing off the baton and are exhausted. And they need to go to the sidelines for a while, drink some Gatorade, get some oxygen, and who knows when they'll be leaders again. The app will tell me. Number two, look for new leaders emerging. Number three, take advantage of the inverse funds. Number four, give Bill Gunderson a call. 855-611-BEST. It's 855-611-BEST. Or on the web at pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.